Welcome to the No Frills VA Podcast, brought to you by the Association of Virtual Assistants. Your host is award-winning VA consultant, best-selling author, and founder and CEO of the AVA, Melissa Smith. The AVA is the most trusted source of information in the virtual assistant industry. This podcast is for you if you're a virtual assistant or looking to become a VA. The AVA knows you have questions, and we're providing you answers on the No Frills VA Podcast.
Welcome back to the No Frills VA Podcast. I'm your host, Melissa Smith, and I want to ask you a question today that is really profound, and it can be answered with a simple yes or no. It can't be kind of, sort of, I hope so. It should be a definite yes or a definite no, and there's no wrong answer, but it needs to be definitive. And that is, are you making your request known? And this can get tricky because this is something that I often share and I ask when I'm coaching VAs. And the answer I want to be is yes. If it's no, then great, I can still work with that. The problem comes into when people say, I think so, they should. I've said it before. And here's the thing. Whatever you want in life, you have to really make known. You are not equipped to do it all yourself. And that's because you're not a rock star. It's not because you have any faults or failures. It's not because you're not equipped or capable. It's because we just weren't designed to do life alone. There's no such thing as a one woman or one person show. Just like our clients can't do it without us, we're not equipped to do it without the help of others. And making your request known is so, so important because it's how you ensure that the things that you want happen. So, you know, I learned this a lot when my kids were growing up. And when I said clean the kitchen, I meant the entire kitchen. It didn't mean to wash the dishes but leave the counters dirty. It didn't mean to clean the counters but not wash the dishes. It didn't mean that there were still dishes in the sink or dishes on the counter. It didn't mean that groceries were left out. I mean, I wanted it clean from top to bottom, including the floor. And I quickly learned that cleaning the kitchen was a request that I thought was extremely specific. I knew exactly how I wanted it to look when I came back in there after they were done with their chores. And I quickly found out that that is not what my kids received. What I was not quick to do is make my request known. I would usually handle it one of two ways. I would just finish it off the way it should be myself, or I would say, get back in there, it's not clean. To which they would say, but we cleaned it. And after years of going back and forth with this, it finally occurred to me, obviously I'm not the fastest person to figure things out. This has been a lesson for me over my business and over my life. Sometimes it takes me a while, but once I learn something, I don't forget it. And that's when it hit me. I have to be so specific that I had to write out each and everything, and I walked them through and I said, how it looks right now, this is the expectation of when I say I want the kitchen clean, this is what I mean. From top to bottom, I want the trash dumped, I want the floors swept. If they need to be mopped, then I want it mopped. Swiffer, whatever, it's not very big. I want everything put away. I want it to be neat, and things need to be put away where they go. It can't just be put in the cabinet so you can't see it anymore. It needs to be put back where it belongs. All the dishes need to be dried and put away. I don't want them sitting there to be air dried. They need to be put away so that when I come in here and make dinner or my next meal, like, I don't have these things in the way. And the amazing thing happened. I got what I wanted. I got what I asked for. because I was so specific to make things known. And you may say, well, how does that apply to me? Well, if you're saying I want clients, who knows that? How many people know that? Does every person you're coming into contact with know that? If you are looking for new clients or you started a new service, how many people in your network know that you have a new service? If you sent out the email, how many people opened that email and read it? How do you know? And the fact is we don't always know. We have to keep making that request known until that's what we're known for. And that's how you know that other people know your requests. They know what you want, and they're able to help you deliver on that. If 1 week it's one thing, and 1 week it's another thing, and then 2 weeks from now it's something else, and you know, that's not making it known either. That's like confusing your audience and confusing the clients. But when you say, this is what I want, and you might say, well, this is what I want, but I don't know how I'm going to do it. That's okay too. But making a request isn't anything more than that. Making your request known is just that. But you got to be specific, and you got to make sure that other people know it, or else it's just a desire and not a real goal. It's a dream, not a plan. And making your request known means that you get to have what you want. And so why are we so afraid, or why are we so hesitant, right? You say, well, I don't want to bother people. I don't want to seem like salesy. I feel like I say it all the time. Well, one, if someone is in your network and they're your friend and they're your business colleague, you're not bothering them. Two, you're not being salesy by making your request. I mean, do you really feel like you're being salesy? Are you like knocking on doors? Are you cold calling people, making your request known and making sure that they, you know, give you what you want right now? Like, that's being salesy. But, you know, you can't underestimate like how busy other people are. Other people have their own requests. They have their own businesses. They have their own lives as well. And so you have to remember that each time you put something out, there's someone going to read that for the first time. There's someone that's going to hear your request for the first time. And they may forget that. And they may need to hear it again. I didn't tell my kids just once. I had to remind them every now and then. But I tell you, to this day, they know how I like it when I want the kitchen cleaned. But it took years of repeating and moving and going over and starting over and getting new kitchens and getting new things and, you know, had to start the process over again. But making your request known is how you will get the things that you want. Just sitting back and hoping people can read your mind, hoping that they can get on board with you, that's a dream that's going to go nowhere. That's a dream that leads to disappointment on every level. And, you know, you're afraid of being salesy to people. Well, you should be concerned about also not being fair to people. How can anyone possibly help you? How could anyone possibly deliver on what you want if they don't even know, you're not even giving them the opportunity? There's a whole world out there of people who want what you have, who want to share what you offer, who want to help you just because they think you're a great person. But if you don't make your request known, it's just not possible. So I encourage you to think about how so far you have made your request known, how you can do better, and then how you will measure that your request has been made known. For me, I know it when people say, hey, I know you were looking at this, here's this. Hey, I thought about you because this involves the thing that you were asking for. Hey, I know that you're into this. I saw this thing and thought about you. Hey, I'm about to make this introduction because I know that you're this person. I know you're known for this service. And that's how I measure it. when people start sending me all these things that I am not interested in at all, I'll ask them, what made you think I was interested in this? Did I say something? Did I mislead you? Because this is not what I want. This is not what I'm looking for. And I quickly, you know, turn that conversation around. But again, I want you to have what you want. I want you to get everything that you want out of your business. And there's no way for me to help you do that unless I know your requests. And there's no way for anyone else to help you do that unless they know your requests. So share your requests, share it in the thread, you know, share it anywhere you can. Let people see it out there. I mean, that's what we do within the ABA. That's what we help others do. That's what I help my clients do on a regular basis. We put it out there. And guess what? We get what we want. And I want you to get what you want this year. All right, so put it in the comments, share it, tag me. Until next time, everybody. Bye.
Like the podcast? Share it. You can tag us at Association of VAs on social media. Want more with Melissa and your peers? Join the AVA. We're at associationofvas.com. You'll find a link in the show notes.